This is Cindy Zimmerman here in St. Paul, Minnesota at Second Harvest Heartland. With me is Rob Zeske, who is the executive director. And Rob, tell us why we're here today.
Well, we're here to pack boxes and bags of potatoes for hungry people in our service area. We serve about 1,000 food banks, other agencies serving our neighbors who are hungry. And we've got some great representatives of both industry and government who are going to help us to get those bags out the door.
Well, and it looks like you got an awful lot of potatoes there.
We do. We have a generous donor from St. Cloud, Minnesota, who last year gave us 750,000 pounds of potatoes and was trying to get to 1 million this year. And based on our summer and the economic news we're hearing for our community, they sure need it. So we're constantly pleased about the response we've gotten and trying to get as much as we can for our neighbors.
Well, tell me about Second Harvest Heartland.
Mm-hmm. Second Harvest Heartland is a member of America's Second Harvest National Food Bank Network. We're one of the largest members of the network and serve about 1,000 agencies that are the fantastic food shelves, the soup kitchens, and other feeding programs on the ground serving our neighbors. We work in central and southwest Minnesota and western Wisconsin, so an area about the size of Tennessee.
Now, how do you work with, and obviously these potatoes are coming like direct from the farm. So how do you work with farmers in the area to help feed the hungry?
Well, as much as we can, we certainly want to work with growers, and that's just one of our sources. In addition to the growers, like our folks in St. Cloud, we've worked with apple pickers, we've worked with venison and pork before. I think the biggest share of what we do locally is certainly from manufacturers of food. So the General Mills of the world on the manufacturing side, Dean's Foods is another big partner. One of our largest areas of growth right now is food rescue, where we're getting fresh produce from Cub, Target, Super Value, and some fantastic partners who are giving us those. So a lot of interesting sources and a lot of generous partners that are helping us to feed our hungry neighbors.
Well, how important is it right now with the economy the way it is? Have you seen more demand for food for the hungry?
We're hearing that the demand has really been unprecedented in the last couple decades. And so even for the first part of this year, demand is up at food shelves between 20% and 30%. And that number is a little bit old, so I think it's probably been up more than that. So it's important. We also know that every year when school gets out, there's an increasing demand over summer when school feeding programs pretty much close down. And so it's been a really intense summer, and we've got a lot of bare shelves in our warehouse and certainly in the food shelves as well.
What can people do to help?
Well, we certainly hope that from our perspective that people will either donate food. Donate cash is even better. We're able to leverage that dollar pretty highly to make sure we're getting good food out to people. We also need volunteers, not only in our food bank, but also at the food shelves. And people can always go to toharvest.org to learn more about how to contribute whatever they want to with our neighbors.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.